Well, a very pleasant good Saturday morning, everybody. As always, it's good to be back with you. Last night, the Marlins started the three-game tilt in the Big Apple against the New York Mets. They made it two in a row with the recap. Here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, after beginning the season with back-to-back losses, the Marlins now are streaking in the opposite direction. Last night, their first win of the year. They beat the Nationals 4-3 in 10 to close out the season-opening three-game series. Tonight, a 7-2 victory over the Mets at Citi Field in game one of three against New York this weekend. This is the Metro PCS 10th inning show. Head to Metro PCS now. Get your free big screen Samsung Galaxy Metro PCS wireless figured out. For the Mets tonight, Zach Wheeler making his first big league start since September 25th, 2014. He had Tommy John surgery. That cost him a year. He had several setbacks in his rehab. That cost him a year. He pitched for New York tonight. Wei-Yin Chen got the start for the Marlins, looking to bounce back from a first year in Miami in 2016. Didn't go the way that Chen had hoped it would. And early on tonight, things were going the way the Mets hoped they would. Wheeler, in his first inning, struck out two, set down the side 1-2-3 on 14 pitches. And in the bottom of the first, the Mets got a quick run off Wei-Yin Chen with one out. Asdrubal Cabrera singled. With two outs, Wilmer Flores walked. Then an RBI single by Curtis Granderson made it 1-0 New York. But it was all Marlins the rest of the way. In the top of the second, with one out, Justin Borwark to walk. Marcelo Ozuna followed with a single, putting men at the corners for Derek Dietrich.
Here he cracks a ball high into the air, right center. And this ball is going to be off the top of the wall in right center. Bohr is home. Here comes Ozuna. It's been waved. Here comes the throw. Ozuna slides, and he's safe at the plate. And it's a two-run extra base hit for Derek Dietrich, and the Marlins have a 2-1 lead.
Dietrich with his first triple of the season, his first two runs batted in, and the Marlins weren't through in that second inning. With Derek at third base, up stepped Danny Echevarria.
Here he cracks a ball high into the air, right center, and this ball is going to be off the top of the wall in right center. Bohr is home. Here comes Ozuna. It's been waved. Here comes the throw. Ozuna slides, and he's safe at the plate. And it's a two-run extra base hit for Derek Dietrich, and the Marlins have a 2-1 lead.
Well, it wasn't quite deja vu all over again. Echevarria actually hit a ground ball to shortstop. Cabrera threw Etch out, but on the plate, Dietrich scored. That made it a 3-1 three-run second for the Marlins and a 3-1 Miami lead into the third. Marlins broke it open in the third with Zach Wheeler still out there. D. Gordon began the inning with a single. He stole second, and with one out, up stepped Christian Yelich. Wheeler, the 1-0 to Yelich, is swinging a high fly ball deep to right field. Bruce is back. He's at the wall. It is a fair ball off the foul pole. A two-run homer for Christian Yelich, and the Marlins open up a 5-1 lead in the third. Well, Wheeler would make it through four in this game. Allowed five runs on six hits in his return. He walked one, struck out four, served up that home run to Yelich. Wheeler, 80 pitches. 54 strikes. Meanwhile, Chen was rolling along, retired the first batter he faced in all six innings of work tonight. And in the fifth inning, the Marlins got him some additional insurance with Josh Smoker on in relief of the starter Wheeler. A one-out single by Yelich, who had two hits for a third consecutive game. Then a walk to Giancarlo Stanton and a walk to Justin Bohr. The Marlins had him loaded with one out for Marcelo Ozuna.
Here's a 3-2 pitch, and a swing and a ground ball through the left side, a base hit. Home to score is Yelich. Stanton makes a turn at third. He'll hold up as the throw comes through to home plate, and the Marlins lead 6-1 as Ozuna, with a patient at-bat, hit a single through the left side to drive in Yelich.
Marcel on base four times in this game. That was the second of his three hits. Had that RBI, also scored a run, and the Marlins were not done with Smoker in the fifth. After the base hit by Ozuna, it was Dietrich's turn to deliver again.
Smoker to the plate. Dietrich swings. Hard line drive. Base hit to center field. Home to score is Stanton. Bohr comes to third. He's held up right there. The Marlins have a 7-1 lead. Dietrich comes through again. His second hit of the game. His third RBI in the game.
And the Marlins were in command in this ball game. Chen worked six in his first start of the year. One run on seven hits. He walked one, struck out five, 86 pitches, 63 strikes. He'll remember his performance on the mound tonight. He'll also remember his infield hit in the fourth inning for Wei-Yin Chen, his first major league hit after he'd begun his career 0-51. He hit a slow ground ball that the pitcher Wheeler couldn't get to. The shortstop Cabrera charged it. By the time he got to it, he had no play at first. Wei-Yin Chen snaps the career-opening 0-for-51 drought with that fourth-inning hit. Among the highlights of his night, and again, when he left, it was a 7-1 ballgame. Stayed that way until the eighth inning. Nick Whitgren with a scoreless seventh. Yoenis Cespedes led off the eighth inning with a solo home run to left. Whitgren got the next two outs. Dustin McGowan got the final out in the eighth. And McGowan stayed on to slam the door in the ninth as the Marlins win the first of three here in New York, 7-2. For Miami, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors, 9 men left. For the Mets, 2 runs on 9 hits, no errors. They strand 8. Wei-Yin Chen the winner, 1-0. Zach Wheeler the loser, 0-1. Time of the ball game was 3 hours, 6 minutes. And a chilly crowd of 27,891 was on hand to see this one. The Marlins with the victory are 2-2 on the year. The Mets with the loss are 2-2 on the year as well. Marlins take the first of the 19-game season series.
The Fish 2-2, the Mets 2-2. We'll do it again tonight at 7:10. Hey, Fish family members, don't forget you can get bonus points during every Marlins road game by listening to the Marlins Radio Network. As always, you can learn more at marlins.com/fishfamily. For the Fish family members who are tuned in on this Saturday morning, your bonus code is TAXI. If you missed it during last night's broadcast, the bonus code this morning is TAXI. It's the second of three from Citi Field between the Marlins and the Mets tonight. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. We'll be on the air at 6:40 with Marlins on Deck presented by GEICO on the Miami Marlins Radio Network.